The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we get to say goodbye to Nick Martin and Duke Johnson. We hardly knew ye. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. No Aaron today. We got our buddy Tyler.
What a life Aaron's got. Just gallivanting around, eating barbecue and drinking beer. What a familiar-sounding life.
I wonder who he got all that from. So Tyler's out here with us at Sam Houston Race Park, and Juggy Trey back in studio. So should be a fun show today. If you want to get in, well, we're not taking calls because we're on the road. But you can hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. What the hell is yours again now, Juggy something 48 underscore... What the hell is yours?
Yes, it's Juggalo underscore Trey 48 on Twitter.
Yes. You can text the show at 713-780-3776. You can not watch us on Twitch, but you can comment on Twitch at twitch.tv/ESPN975. All you have to do is go on there and sign in, and boom, done. And you can see an ugly picture of us, and you can see Trey in studio.
Are we broadcasting on Twitch?
Yeah.
Okay, because somebody just tweeted me and said the live show is not going, but is. It's just our pictures aren't live. Those are still photographic images of Fred and I. But Trey, wave at the camera. I think Trey is live in there. So of all the people that you can see live, Trey is available for it. So
yeah, and he'll wave like 35 seconds after you.
Is that what the delay is?
I don't know what it is. There it is.
It is right there.
So there. But yeah, your Texans whack a couple today. Somebody asked me, does that mean Nick Caserio's?
Are you feeling sad about this?
No.
What do you mean no?
I would have whacked that guy years ago.
Honestly, I would have brought the whole team back from last year. I think that was the move the Texans should have made. It just feels like when you work so hard to build a culture, you don't want to let any parts of that culture get away from you, right?
You can lose this part of the culture. I mean, and Duke Johnson also cut, which he's just overpriced. I mean, there was, I don't know how useful he is, but he ain't useful at $5 million a year.
Also part of the culture.
But so those two guys gone. So somebody was asking me, does Nick Caserio get some ratings points for that? So, yes, I'm going to officially bump Nick Caserio from a 1 to a 2.
For which move?
Both. He gets a half point for each. However, the news came out that they're trying to renegotiate with David Johnson.
Oh,
so you lose a half point for that.
Oh, no.
Which I'm hoping they talk about renegotiating and say, all right, you know what, never mind. Bye.
Yeesh.
But these are all things that make perfect sense. You know, to me, the next one's Bernardrick McKinney.
Well, listen, Nick Martin, we've talked about for a long time. They made a mistake. Nick Martin was an average center in the league, and I think he may have been the first one that they really took like just a guy and paid him like he was more than that.
Yeah.
And that's where it started to kind of unravel. So Nick Martin going away is a move that you and I have kind of expected all, you know, since the season ended.
Right.
Or really, even going into last season, we said, well, they'll probably do it. And they save a little over $6 million on the cap. And you know, it is a hole to fill, and they're going to have to they'll fill it with something cheaper, I would assume.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be hard to get the same production.
Yeah.
And maybe you move Fulton to center, and where I think he might be more effective, and all you got to do is find a guard, which, you know, I guess they're easier to find than centers. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. There's no reason to keep that guy around at that number. And, you know, same thing for Duke Johnson. Same thing for David Johnson. David needs to go, too. So is it Nick Martin, the O'Brien pet? Yeah.
But that's another – listen, it's another second-round pick that's no longer on this team.
Yeah, and I mean, I think –
and I don't fault them for moving on from him, but it just goes to show that this team – this franchise, not even like this group, but this group, the last group, I guess this new group has an opportunity to do something. But historically, this has not been a good drafting organization.
No,
especially
but,
after the first round.
But for a second round pick, how many years did he play here?
He started most of those games at in the last 5 years. So
I mean that's if you told me you're going to have a starting center for 5 years out of a second round pick, I'm probably okay with that. Now I'd like for him to be a better starting center, but you know that's. I don't think you can call that a bust. I mean, I think that's.
I'm not saying it's a bust. I'm just saying it's another one that you said, okay, well, enough of you.
Yeah, but I mean, 5 years for anybody is more than enough. I mean, you know, yeah, ideally for a center, you'd like him to be there 10 years. But then that guy was getting paid like he was a top five center, and he was basically a top 20 center. Maybe the back end of the top 20. And, you know, Duke Johnson, I think he's a guy.
Yeah. I mean,
$5 million for that.
He's fine. I'm like you, a little disturbed that the discussions of David Johnson seems like that's more of it would be more of a savings. First of all, and
well, if you whack David Johnson, you save $6 million. You're still paying him 2.1. So if you're going to say, you know what, David, if you'll redo your deal, we'll pay you $3 million next year. You're really only paying $900,000. That I'd be okay with. But if you're going to restructure this out to where he's still making real money, So, yeah, Bernard McKinney should be the next one with the target on him. $6.4 million you will save.
If McKinney does get cut, that would mean that 2014, 15, 16, and 17, the first four O'Brien drafts, if McKinney is cut, that would leave who? Left from those drafts. There's two names from those four seasons. And one of them wants desperately to be traded out of this team.
Yeah, well, obviously the quarterback.
So Deshaun is one.
Is Zach Cunningham one?
Zach Cunningham is the other. So those two guys, the first 4 years of the O'Brien era, that's all that's left. Those two linebackers and Deshaun. That's it.
God, I remember the O'Brien era with fondness.
Oh, yes.
Remember the you suck too, you suck too,
you suck too.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't picture David Culley doing that. I think if somebody's screaming you suck at him, he's probably going to look up and go, "You're right."
Yeah.
Thanks for the
information. That's not very nice. I'm going to pray for you, son.
Shout out to the fish. Yeah, but you know what? Good moves, but they make sense. This is a part where I see whether he knows what he's doing. So far, like I said, I'll give him a point, and then I'll subtract a half point.
Okay. Well, maybe subtract a half point if.
Yeah, just the rumor of that is worth a half point. I mean, if they really did it, it'd be a point and a half, and he'd be down to.
I think a half point for each of these is unfair because these are both moves we've talked about for a while,
saying this needs
to happen.
They're easy. That's why you don't get a full point.
Okay.
For one.
All right.
And now, theoretically, when you're a one, every move you make should get you, like, if you get 3 or 4 points, that makes a huge difference, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't done that yet.
Okay.
I mean, he's, and, like, you can only do a minus, like, technically he would be a minus, because I think David Culley was, like, a -5, and he was a one when that happened, but you can't go below zero on the scale. This scale that I totally made up out of nowhere several weeks ago. So yeah, you can't go below zero.
Okay.
And yeah, so okay, he's a 1.5 right now.
Make a shot.
Somebody wants to know what does he need to do to get to a 5? make a great Deshaun Watson deal.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Hey, Trey, what did you try to say to us there?
Just saying, mess maker.
Oh, okay.
Is he on the line?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I'll tell you why he's not on the line, because he's in court all day. I was actually talked to him briefly in between like 5,000 cases, because that's what Lawyer Dave does. He goes to court and he wins for the Blitzers. And if you've been in any kind of an accident and you need help, he is the guy to call. Or if you go to hospital and you get bad treatment, he's the guy to call. And he's everywhere in Texas. He doesn't charge for his consultations, which is cool. So even if you don't have a case, you can call him. He loves talking to the Blitzers. He's happy to tell you, hey, yeah, you have a case here. Or I don't handle this kind of law, but this guy does. Or, you know what, man, sorry, I can't help. He doesn't get paid until you win. That's the best part. You don't have a dime out of pocket. If you need to go to the hospital or you need to go to a doctor, they're going to get you there. You don't have to pay for that, anything out of your pocket, even if you don't have insurance. You can give him a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or at lawyerdave.com. And if you can't remember all that, just hit me up on Twitter or send me an email, and I'll get you all that information. If you need a lawyer, better dial Dave. What you create, you need to know your place. 'Cause it's about to get
heavy. We are so far from you. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And joining me now is, if you're ever out here at Sam Houston, you see him on the pre-race show giving picks. And if you're not following him on Twitter, you need to be. It's ride underscore that underscore pony. Trey Stiles joins us. And Trey is a Hall of Fame tournament player. He is a great handicapper. He's a pretty good lawyer, too, and a fun dude. So thanks for taking the time. And let's talk about this meet a little bit, because, you know, last year everything was going really well, and then the Rona. Yeah. And then this year everything's going really well, and then the last week happens.
Yeah.
And I know for me it kind of sucked, because I'd actually handicapped all 4 days and sent them in.
I did too.
And I'm like, oh, come on, you know, find some way to race Saturday night. But it doesn't seem to affect the racing, man. It was kind of cool last couple days, 12 races and big fields. I mean, it's been kind of fun.
Yeah, I was worried with horses not being able to get on the track and getting out there and getting ready, you know, working out. And so I was afraid that might affect the fields, but the fields have been better than ever. I mean, with the race, some of the races canceled, so guys are now, they're backing up a little bit. There's a lot of opportunities to run.
Yeah, one of the positives, though, was the Texas bred races that are scheduled for tomorrow night. I'd actually, since they didn't redraw those, so you didn't have to re-handicap them, basically, right, which was good. But those will be tomorrow night, and man, it's been a fun meet. And I think you know, one of the things that I've been really impressed with is the size of the fields. And as a horse player, you know, that's everything, man. I mean, nobody wants five horse fields.
You can see a direct correlation to the field size to the handle on these. You know, when we do have a shorter field size, and yeah, I totally agree. I think, but lately it's just been awesome. There's been lots of field, even today, lots of races. Right, we've had starting to have 12 races instead of 10. I think today they're back to 10, but a lot of races with big fields, and that's what gamblers want. Because obviously, the more horses that are in there, the more chances there are, you know, to win, and the money gets spread around, payouts get up, and that's what we're looking for, big payouts.
One of the things you do really well is you put your pick fours on Twitter, and again, it's ride underscore that underscore pony if you want free pick four plays. You've been doing pretty damn well with those.
I was on a streak there. I've cooled off a little of late, so you must not have checked me the past week or so. But, yeah, for a while I was hitting. I think I hit 4 of 8 for a while. I was on fire. No home runs yet. Still shooting for the home runs this meet. But today's card's awesome. I'm hoping to get something good today.
Yeah, it is, and if you're coming out here, there's a free tip sheet, and of course, Trey's picks are on the screen before the race, and you can always watch him on the show with Mr. In the Grandstand. They do a great job together, and it's fun stuff. So one of the things that I want to talk to you about is you're a Hall of Fame tournament player.
Yes.
And there are – well, I'm excited about this, because I'm going to do a bunch of tournaments this year, including one up at Lone Star. They got a bunch of cool qualifiers. And tell people how those work, where if you win, what happens?
Well, the Lone Star ones are particularly cool because
It's a function of our crazy laws in Texas that don't allow us to have a wagering accounts, and they can't take entry fees. So every you put up your money, whether it's I think it's from 1,000 to 2,500, and you're playing with your own money. So there's no entry fee that they take out. So I really like those. That's kind of a neat repercussion of the I guess the rules that are otherwise kind of harsh to us here in Texas, but. But generally, whether you're playing one of those or any of them, you play the contest. You don't necessarily have to win it. There's some sort of qualifying ratio, you know, maybe the top three, maybe the top five, depending on what contest you're playing. And if you win at one of those, then you get to go to the National Handicapping Championship in Vegas, which is a win and you're in type deal. You can't buy your way in like the World Series of Poker. You got to win your way in. You got to win or come in high enough in one of these qualifying contests, and that's really that's what I've been doing. I've passed 20 years going around the country really playing contests all over, seeing some really cool tracks.
And what's also cool about this for my poker players out there, like the one over Memorial Day weekend, which I'm planning to go, as is Trey. You don't necessarily have to do the $1,000 one to get into it. They have feeders, basically like satellite tournaments, for poker, where you can go, and I think $300 is one of them, and you go put that in, and if you get enough, boom, you're up for $1,000, then you can play for $25, and it's and what I like about those real money tournaments is it's your money. If you have a good day betting and you still don't win the tournament, you're walking out okay.
Yeah, and like I said, I've gone to, like, Saratoga's one of my favorites, but when you go there, you got to put up $2,000, and half of it goes to an entry fee. Well, that's not the case over at Lone Star. I mean, it's all your money, so you can quit whenever you want, right? If you don't want to risk it anymore, you don't have to. If you think, hey, I've got a shot for the NHC spot, I'm gonna go ahead and give it a go. You're playing anyway, you might as well.
Yeah, and there are a lot of strategies that, and at some point, I think I'll put something on one of the websites. There's so many strategies to playing a horse tournament that are so similar to poker in terms of managing your stack and looking for the spots that you know you have the best chance and the ones you like the best, and trying to. And then looking at certain races where, okay, this is where I can get the big score if I'm right. And, you know, getting on a short stack and having to shove all in. It's very, very similar. And I think you guys who play poker tournaments out there, that if you have a slight interest in horses, this is a really good way to get into it. Online, I think Derby Wars you can do in Texas. They have tournaments. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure who else, but
I play mostly horseturnies.com.
Okay.
They're the one that have, and that's where they have the NHC qualifiers. They're the only one you can do online to qualify for the NHC if you don't go to a track like we're going to up at Lone Star.
Yeah, and you know, still COVID out there, so some people may not want to get out, and that gives you an opportunity to get in there and do it. So, you know what, I'm going to check that one out because I haven't played that one before. But it is a different thing, and it's a lot of fun, and I highly recommend it. And there was a guy who I'll shout out to Jorge, who bought my book several years ago and started playing tournaments and made it to the NHC, and it was all because he just read Acing Racing.
Cool.
And decided to try it. So there are some strategies in there for that too. So, you know, somewhere it's still out there. You can buy it used online for millions of dollars. But, looking ahead for the rest of the meet here, I mean, the Texas Breds tomorrow night. We had the big big race day on Sunday a few weeks ago. What's the next big one coming up?
Well, this is a feeder for another event. The name escapes me as I'm sitting here. I apologize, but there's one more really big day, and then just I really, to be honest, enjoy the day to day races like today, where today's the best gambling day of the year. I think. I mean, the meet the card looks awesome. I think this is the kind of race that gamblers like, the day they like.
Wow, I admit, as a true degenerate, I don't care about big stakes races very much. I like those $5,000 claimers with 12 horse fields and a false favorite.
Exactly.
You give me that every day, and I'll be all over it.
I'm with you.
All right, Trey Styles has been our guest. He is he's out here all the time. You can see him on TV. Please follow him on Twitter and get his picks, and be sure you're nicer to him than you are to me when it comes to picks. And if it doesn't go well, just say oh well. And if you win some money, say hey, thanks, man, great call. All right, we are going to take a break. Trey, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks for stopping by. I know you were rushed a little bit, but always, always happy to have you. And you know, he was stuck in traffic out there, so I'm sure he had to use his brakes. And he probably got them from New Brakes, because everybody gets them from New Brakes. New Brakes is awesome. If you haven't used these guys, here's the deal. They will come to you. They're going to fix your brakes at your house, at your work. You don't have to go to a shop. You don't have to go to a dealer. They come to you. Certified, experienced brake technicians. And I had so many people who have been sending me texts and emails and hitting me up on Twitter saying, man, these guys are great. They came out and did a great job. I sent them out to do my mom's car. They were fantastic to her. And they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And here's the thing. You just go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Mention ESPN, you'll get 10% off your service. 10% just for mentioning ESPN. Or Fred Fowler, or Josh Ennis, or Jilly. You can probably mention Jilly, and they'll give you 10% off. But make sure you throw ESPN in there. It's newbrakes.com. Just go N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, and they'll get right back to you with a transparent, surprise-free quote. New Brakes is the place to go. Newbrakes.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. All right, we'll get back to some... We could always talk to Sean Watson for four more hours if you want.
No.
Yeah, I got a little horse talk there with Trey, who is... really interesting dude. He's won a bunch of big tournaments. And, in Memorial Day weekend, they're having a bunch of tournaments up at Lone Star. And I will be there, and he will be there. And we'll probably have some side betting going on as to who does the best.
Well, there you go. Yeah. It's always a good thing.
Yeah, and alcohol will be consumed.
Well, you should make your bets before you start drinking the alcohol.
It depends.
It depends.
The tournament. The tournament stuff. It's just like a poker tournament. I mean,
I've seen you pretty sloshed at the end of poker.
Yeah,
tournaments.
But those are not real tournaments. Like when I'm. I mean, when you.
You're not talking about the $80 sit and
no,
go.
$80 okay. sit and go. You're supposed to be drunk. If you're not drunk, you're not doing it right.
Okay.
That's
fair because they're bringing you free drinks the whole time.
Yeah, so, the $3,500 tournament.
You take a little more seriously.
Yeah, I don't even think about drinking until there's like an hour left in the session.
In the session, okay.
Yeah. So, people still asking what the name of the great beer you recommended was.
It was Untitled Art Pixie Mix Grape is what it was called. So I don't know how easy it is to find anymore. I think it's
mostly sold out. It's a different flavor of.
Oh, they
Kool-Aid
got a new
now.
Pixie Mix out. Yeah. What's the flavor?
Let me check D&Q's Twitter.
I dare you to make it orange. I dare you.
It's not orange.
I dare you, sir. All right. It tastes literally nothing like beer. I mean, it tastes like you're drinking grape Kool-Aid. But then it gets you hammered.
See, to me, that there can't be much better than that.
Yeah.
Grape Kool-Aid that gets you hammered, but doesn't kill you.
You don't want to die.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah, because that's still a concern with any Kool-Aid, right?
Now, it was a seltzer, right?
No, it wasn't even a seltzer.
Pixie Mix. Here we
go.
Yeah. Capri Cooler.
Ooh, I'll try that.
In stock at D&Q right now.
Oh, D&Q's far from here.
Yeah.
It's true, but it's close to the station. He might still have the purple one, too.
Okay.
But I was trying to get the purple one at area HEBs, and it was all gone. So,
well, Aaron, who isn't so drunk yet that he can't text us, just told us that he had six packs at the HEB by him this past Sunday. Of course, that's like I need an airplane to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll drive a long way for some things.
I'm going to stop there once I drop this stuff off the station. If they have it, I'll get it.
All right. Cool. Okay.
Cool. We'll get one for the rest of us. We'll pay you.
I got you.
I can. I got a four pack of grape. We can mix and match.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that?
How
about a little of that action? a little swapperoonie action.
Oh, there you
a little
go.
Trade skis.
Yeah.
Did you?
We can make them scissor. Tyler, scissor. Scissor the
we
cans.
We can do that.
That's a little disturbing. Yeah. You know. I've got an image in my head that I really don't want. So thank you for that. And I mean that in the most sarcastic way possible. So did you see the latest Russell Wilson thing?
I don't know what the latest is. There's new stuff coming out every hour. What's the latest according to Fred?
Well, it's the latest according to the news today. Not me. I am not the news. I read the news and then talk about it, basically.
Okay.
So he apparently was in a meeting, and does this not sound very Deshaun-like? He stormed out of the meeting after his suggestions were dismissed. He outlined his own ideas for how to fix the offense. His suggestions were dismissed, multiple sources told The Athletic. Another reminder to Wilson that the Seahawks did not see him the same way he saw himself. As a player who had earned greater control over his situation, his future, his legacy, he stormed out of the room.
Does he see himself as a player coach? Is he going to be Pete Rose? Is that what he wants?
I would bet.
Or a player GM?
I would bet that he would become like Pete Rose. Maybe he wants to be player GM.
It's just, what do you want, dude? Like, these guys, like, that's the problem. That's what the NFL is. That's where they're making their mistake. They should have just never even told these guys, yeah, we'll give you some input. Because it's been miscommunicated that, yes, we'll listen to your input means, yes, you can choose.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing. Like, if I were hiring a new guy at this station, I mean, I'm sure that all the fancy people who work here, like you and John Granato, would say, hey, we'd like to have some input into this. And I would say, okay. But at the end of the day, like, the people in charge of that job are the people that have to do it. Because if the GM says, okay, Russ, you can decide who you get around you, and then that guy's a bust, guess who gets fired? Not Russ. It's the GM. If Russ says, hey, this is the guy I really want to draft, and that guy stinks, it's not like the GM can say, well, Russ made me draft. That doesn't work. It's not going to work that way. So, yeah, the whole concept of players having more control is really, it doesn't make sense to me. Just play football. You have that's how much control over your legacy you have. Go out there and play football. Make guys better than they look, or better than they're supposed to be. Make them look better than they are. That's your job. My job's to pick the players, says the GM of the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that there's a compromise there where you can have input.
It is. It's listen to what he has to say, just like you'd listen to your scouts. But at the end, I mean, Fred, that's the deal, right? Like, if a GM listens to his scouts and makes that pick and it's a bust, the scout doesn't get blamed.
Well, not unless the same guy gives you three or four busts.
True.
Then that guy's out of work. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't mind guys having some say, but I also think that if you're going to storm out because you were dismissed, yeah.
It's too much. It's too much.
Well, the most interesting rumor I've seen with him is the Bears.
With Russell?
Yeah.
Again, what are the Bears going to give? Because we talked about the Bears here. What do the Bears have that would make the Seahawks go, ooh, maybe it makes sense to give up Russ Wilson? I looked. I don't see anything.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, I mean, it's easy to talk about these deals until you really say, well, what comes out from the other end? Like, every fan is like, what would it take to get Deshaun to our team? Well, I mean, you're picking 28th in the draft. You probably don't have it.
Yeah, the asking price reportedly 3 number one picks, which the problem with that is, and again, that sounds like a lot, and it is, but if you're the Bears and you get that guy, those picks aren't going to be very good.
Right. Russ is a proven, like, Russ has proven that he can take a mediocre roster and make them compete.
But I think that's a better than mediocre roster, and I think the quarterback upgrade there would be tremendous.
But there is something to this. If you also have to consider that if you move on from Russ, chances are good you're going to have a nice draft pick yourself.
Yeah.
And you get to kind of hit reset, and you hit reset with not only your picks, but additional first-round picks. And even if they're low first-round picks, it makes it easier
to
build.
Yeah, you can also use them to move up.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives you that. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776, if you wish to text the show. I don't know what to make of stories like this, but you know, it's Sarkisian just being at Texas. He landed a commitment from the number one running back.
Is that after the number one quarterback in the country bailed on him?
Except this is 2023.
Oh, so he's 12.
No, he's a sophomore at El Campo.
Okay. I'm just laughing because my son is the class of 2025. So, when I hear 2023.
Yeah.
My son hasn't even hit puberty yet. So, it's.
Maybe.
You're 2 years, 2 years after he hits puberty, you're like, all right, come play for my football team. Okay. Big get, Sark. Congrats.
Do we think he's still going to be the number one recruit in 2023?
I don't know.
Because he's probably one of those kids who's grown up and he's so much faster and bigger than everybody else, but then maybe he never grows again.
That tends to happen quite a bit.
But, you know, hey, good for him. Good for Texas. I just thought it was funny that, they would go out and get 2023. So.
Well, I know it's funny because the 2022 running back, the number one running back in the country, that goes to Klein Kane, which is the school right by me, he's going to Texas too. So, I mean, we know how this works. If he gets there and he has success, then 2023 guy says, man, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Or the other option would be 2022 guy sees you signed a 2023 guy and says, hey, man, I'm out of here.
Yeah, hey, man.
So, yeah. That's the difficulty in signing these guys so far out or getting commitments from these guys so far out is they really mean nothing until it matters, until there's a letter of intent signed.
Yeah. But, you know, and who knows if they even pan out. That's the other thing. There's so many of those guys. Oh, he's going to be a stud. Oh, he's going to be a stud. But, I mean, it's good that Sark's getting those kind of guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's
I mean, it's always been the same. It shouldn't be difficult to recruit to Texas.
Right.
I mean, you got a pretty good little town there. People want to be there. It's good weather for the most part.
Not last week.
No.
Yeah, and they're still having problems there in Austin.
But that's why when I see people who fail to recruit well at Texas, I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with that guy. But again, recruiting is just half the battle. Like, it's one thing to get the players there.
Right.
It's one thing to go buy the groceries. You got to be able to cook the meal. And it's been a while since Texas had a coach who was worth a damn in the kitchen.
Yeah. When we come back, I have a we talked with Joe Lenardi yesterday. And by the way, one of my friends complimented your interview with him, said it was really good.
Our interview with him, Fred.
Well, I just introduced him, and then you hijacked the whole thing, which was fine.
Sorry.
Because I didn't really have anything to ask him that you weren't going to ask. But, no, it was very complimentary that you did a nice job.
Well, thanks, Fred's friend.
But we've got five college basketball bubble teams in need of a big win.
All right.
And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park racing tonight.
You're looking live, folks. Live racing.
Been racing on Wednesdays and Thursdays as well, as you guys probably know because I've been betting during the show. Hadn't been going very well lately.
But, oh, no.
Missed my hockey over last night, which didn't matter because I parlayed with your Wichita State. I'm not Wichita.
Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky pick. So.
I told you, Western Kentucky first half. I didn't really tell
you
that. I wish I had.
Oh, but
yeah, last night was my first losing hoops night in three or four days. So we're in step, Freddie. Well, you know, I guess when one of us sinks, we all sink.
So, Larry Brown Sports did five surprising teams on the bubble, and we've talked about some of these, but I'll get your thoughts on each one. One of them, of course, he mentioned. Duke.
Yeah, Duke, who has played better down the stretch. They were a total mess. They've won four in a row now. They should win tomorrow against Louisville, but there's tough games down the stretch. Georgia Tech and North Carolina both on the road, and both those teams kind of in need of wins too. And Georgia Tech, surprisingly, really good, and they got a good break today from the NCAA. Josh Pastner won his appeal.
Yeah.
That never happens.
Well, I mean, by the way, shout out to my buddy John, who handled that case. You know him. He's one of the best compliance lawyers in the country. He handled that case, and they overturned three appeals, which I don't think has ever happened.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, normally appeals just mean we're trying to BS this thing until we can play in the tournament this year, and then we'll figure it out next year what our punishment really is.
Right.
But, no, good for Georgia Tech because they've got a pretty good team there.
Yeah, and I was actually talking to him last night about it, and he was celebrating a little bit because that's a huge win. But
I'm looking at Duke's resume, and the win over Virginia at home is good, and they've got a win over Georgia Tech at home as well. They could use a good road win, and like I said, they'll have two chances down the stretch to get one. They've got a tough stretch left, but if they win, they're probably going to get in. And I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah,
a month ago.
No one would have, which, gosh, I was really hoping they wouldn't make it, but oh well. Wichita State.
They were 7-8 a month ago. Oh, that was nice.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That was back when Rona was the only thing. Why am I hearing music in my headphones? Are you hearing music?
Yeah. Trey's giving us some basketball music in the background.
Oh, okay. Okay. I couldn't really
tell. He's trying to hype the segment up, right, Trey?
Yes.
Okay.
Well done. Wichita State.
They're a tough case. I mean, the win over Houston helps. That's their one real high-quality win. I guess they beat Ole Miss early in the season. They've got very winnable games down the stretch against Tulane and Temple. They need to win those and probably need to make some noise in the tournament.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say, is they probably need to at least make it to the finals.
Because right now, this conference looks like a one-bid league.
Yeah. It looks like one NCAA team and a whole bunch of what would be NIT teams.
Yeah.
Stanford.
Oh, that's a tough one. Tough loss last night if they wanted to get there. Against Oregon, who it's not a bad loss, but they've got a chance. They have to beat Oregon State, which is those are the teams in the Pac-12 you're supposed to beat. They finished the season on the road against USC. That would be a high quality win. That's an A win. So I would say that they're possible, but I still think kind of unlikely.
UConn.
UConn is – had you asked me this a while ago, I would have said, oh, yeah, they're in. I'm not totally sure at this point. They lost to Villanova. But their bigger issue is they've got some pretty ugly losses. Providence, that's not good. Seton Hall is not as good as they've been, and that was at home. They've got they've got Marquette and Georgetown left on the schedule. Those are absolute must wins, and then Seton Hall on the road would probably be enough to lock them up.
And finally, Minnesota.
I think Minnesota's out. We talked to Joe Lenardi about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Like they've yet to win a road game, and that's fine if you win all your home games because you're going to have a lot of good home games in that conference. They lost a home game to Northwestern. I don't care if you're shorthanded or not. You can't lose those games. I think Minnesota's out.
0-8 away from home, losing games on average by more than 15 points. How often do you see that? I mean, that's just insane. So there you have it. A.J. Hoffman's take on Larry Brown's take. I think that's okay.
That works.
I think we can do that. They say a lot of the same stuff you did, but I think it's interesting to me sometimes when we go through and look at, especially when you see a team like Duke, where you should never be thinking about whether or not they make it.
Have you guys started to get these texts with the link that are like, Apple is giving away 50 free Apple iPad this month, and the English is always a little shaky?
Do you sing?
Whoever clicks on those links?
I got one yesterday, and
what was yours offering?
Mine was offering services.
Sexual services?
Yeah.
Click on this link and we'll give you pleasure.
Yeah, I delete them every time, but it's always in a group message with like six or seven other
numbers that you don't know.
Numbers that I don't know. And yesterday, previously I had blocked all the numbers, and then I get another group message with one number that's not blocked. Block that. And then yesterday, I got all the numbers that were in there were blocked except for one. And it was it looked like Cam Newton typed it, offering pee and sexy time. And I deleted it.
So
I don't know how to stop that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I've been getting more robocalls than previously.
So if you go to donotcall.gov and register, then for every call, you can report it, which is time-consuming.
Right, and I am lazy.
But at the same time, there's nothing that they can do to combat text messages, according to that website. So we're kind of screwed.
Should we, instead of deleting the message, what about blocking the number?
That's what I did. Yeah. I literally blocked every single number in that thread.
Okay.
But then it'll come back with one random number that I don't have blocked.
Yeah, I've been getting stuff like, you finished second in the Connecticut drawing for AT&T. Click here to collect your rewards.
Did you click?
No.
Oh.
What if
you won?
I'm not in Connecticut.
Well, it's not working on Fred, and Fred's elderly, like, who do they think this is going to scam?
Oh, speaking of scams, I got this call, and I should have saved the damn recording so I could play it on air. But it was one of those, hello, my name is Mr. Johnson, and you are having to pay us money. Please call us back. 1-800.
That's never going to work.
I mean,
if you call and say, you need to pay me money, you need to call me back at this number, I'm probably never calling you back.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that your number was blocked. And, you know, although now I kind of wish I hadn't deleted it and I hadn't blocked it.
Is Mr. Johnson your bookie, maybe?
No. But, I mean, I love the fact that
I used to have a Middle Eastern bookie.
Yeah.
And sometimes he would call and say, hey, you owe me money.
But did he say his name was Mr. Johnson?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know his last name, to be honest.
Well, I don't really know this guy's last name. I just know that he told me he was Mr. Johnson. And that, I mean, Mr. Johnson kind of scares me a little. If he had used his real name, you know, I might have been like, oh, yeah. But I'm scared of Mr. Johnson, so I had to block him.
Okay.
It's like, all right, yeah, that. How does that ever work?
I don't know.
I mean,
it seems unlikely to.
Yeah, let me call and give you my credit
to
card
get too
number.
Many people,
and,
yeah,
yeah, and here's my PIN. While I'm at it,
yeah, enter just your information here, so you can be registered to win a prize.
Oh boy, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. And Adrian said those texts either say "call me mate" or it says "null" on the thread. Like, yeah, I'm going to click on this link.
Yeah.
I also got one about some weight loss thing that as seen on Shark Tank. I'm like, I'm not clicking on this because it's probably not a weight loss
thing.
But
if you were a great big fat person, you'd probably go, huh, if it worked on Shark Tank, they're looking for the weak, Fred. They prey on the weak, these scammers.
So what you're saying is,
like, if you saw something in your text that said, make your nose shrink in 3 days, you'd go, oh.
No.
I've never heard of something like this.
No, and therefore I would not bother clicking on it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I would just say.
But it could be brand new technology.
I would just call Dr. Linville and say, hey, man, do you know anything about new nose reduction technology? And he'd say, yeah, come on down. Too bad I don't have a read for him here. But so what you're saying is, like, if you get a text saying, are you an NFL owner?
Yeah.
Shout out to the fish.
What if you got a text said, the Texans want to invite, we heard you on the radio saying you want to be the GM of the Texans. To apply, fill out this application.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay.
Woody from Spring Branch said he's been getting the AT&T text saying he won second place in Connecticut.
Well, how did you both win second place in the same contest?
And why is it we're only getting second place? Shouldn't somebody get first? I'm a little disappointed that we didn't win.
I don't
know. You should reply back, if you ain't first, you're last. See what they say.
I was drunk when I said that.
That's why I always delete them, because I feel like if you reply to them, then they know that they've got you.
Yeah. All righty. Let's take a very quick break. First post tonight, 6:45 p.m. out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Come on out. Really good collection of fields tonight to gamble on. We're going to take a very quick break. Hour one in the books. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN 97.5.
Say what?